We are between our first and second year at preaching school. We did, part of the requirements where you had to be, to graduate, you had to participate in two campaigns. Well, one of them was in Lamar, Missouri, which ended up being our first work. And we're helping the congregation there do VBS and some other things. We did a door knocking campaign down just pretty close to Lamar in Liberal, Missouri, an actual town that's named, see the street, or the sign going in, a little tiny town, Liberal, Missouri. And it's got a history to it that's kind of interesting. And you can, probably on Wikipedia, you can read a little bit about it, but Liberal was founded by an atheist. Now, as an atheist, Utopia in 1880 by lawyer George Walser, who named it after the Liberal League in nearby Lamar, where we lived. The city had restrictions on both religious buildings and saloons, instead offering intellectual pursuits. Now, this is Liberal, not Lamar. George Walser, an anti-religionist, agnostic lawyer, and former state legislator, who wished to create an atheist free thinker utopia, and was named after the Liberal League there in Lamar, which Walser was a member of at the time. So Walser purchased 2,000 acres of land, advertised across the country for atheists to join his town, which he said, quote, will have neither God, hell, church, nor saloon. And Walser organized a reform school system that sought to promote liberal education, free from the bias of Christian theology, and had instructional classes on Sundays to replace religious services. The Freethought University was founded in 1886 with a staff of 7 teachers providing regular lectures and hosting intellectual debates. Of course, couldn't debate religious things. Christian practitioners began arriving in Liberal soon after it was founded, but were initially met with resistance by Walser. They quietly bought homes within the town, began holding religious services, which were interrupted by Walser, and the Christian group later moved to nearby plots of land after being evicted. A new town named Pedro was established in 1884 by Christians after Walser erected a barbed wire fence around the town of Liberal. Walser eventually relaxed restrictions on saloons in 1887 and churches in 1889. He later converted to Christianity before his death in 1910. And Walser would go on to admit basically that without God and his standards forming and sustaining a community, it would fall. It would fall apart, he wrote, and it could not survive. And so he realized that any group of people set apart from a moral standard would decline into chaos. So what's the lesson from this? Jeremiah 10:23. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. And God is a standard. We are called to reflect to the lost and dying world. And I just want you to think about it here. You know, without Christ, it's worthless. Everything's worthless. It has no point. And even this hard-boiled atheist figured that out toward the end of his life. So this evening, you have an opportunity to obey the gospel if you haven't. If you have and you've fallen away and you want to be restored, we'd love to help you with that. But if you have any spiritual need this evening, please let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.